Welcome, reader. Settle in, get comfortable, and let me tell you a story. Unde was one of the first of the great sorcerers, and the closest to a god out of all of them. She keeps the magical practice of weaving, the stitching of the threads of life. Weaving can be used to stitch life back together, unravel lives, and even weave brand new ones. Unde will weave immortality for those who complete the pilgrimage, but very few have. When granted immortality, immortals will stay in the Needles. Not because they have to, but because they never want to leave. The magical practice of weaving is only taught to immortals, and it's said that learning the practice changes the person. They'll become reclusive, irritable, and oftentimes violent. It's a very small price to pay, though, for immortality and the magical practice of weaving. Who wouldn't want to have eternal life, even if that life is one spent in ashy, gray despair? Welcome to the Lorekeeper's Library. My name is Eloise. I will be your DM.
I am Jeremiah. I am playing Alexandra, the gender-fluid character.
Water Genasi.
Water Genasi, yes. Gender-fluid Water Genasi.
And I'm Kira. I'm playing Vin, the feral tiefling rogue.
So last episode was just a session zero, so I don't feel the need to provide a recap, but in future episodes there will be a recap of the previous one.
Let's just do it real quick, recap of her backstory.
I mean, real quick, backstory. Alex is like an orphan because their parents are vegetables, and then they escaped an orphanage, losing their best friend, and now they're trying to complete the pilgrimage of immortality to try and save their parents. And Vin is a sad boy who lost his boyfriend whilst living in the Grey Waste. Sorry, not the Grey Waste, the Grey Despair.
I'm from the Icy Waste.
Yes.
And might I add that it was his roommate.
Roommate.
Not just roommate. Best friend.
Sorry, Alex's roommate. Vin's boyfriend.
Yeah, Vin lost his boyfriend to madness and plague, and is sad. Listen to Session Zero if you haven't already, because it provides important information on the world and context, so do that. All right, cool. Shall we get started?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish my Sour Patch Kid.
Stop eating children.
I'm not eating children. I'm eating Sour Patch eating Kids, children, the guys. Sweets. Sour and then sweet.
Sour then sweet, then gone.
This is not sponsored. My Sour Patch Kids.
Yes. But if you want to hit us up.
Yeah. But if you want to eat children.
No.
Highly recommend.
Hear me out, okay. Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, moving on. Where are we starting?
So, you are in your house. Yep. I'm saying now you have gotten to the point. You're a pretty solid adventurer. I'm talking to Alex, by the way. You're a pretty solid adventurer. You know enough. You've gotten from the Obsidian Keep to the edge of the Grey Despair, but you need a guide.
Mm-hmm.
You,
Vin,
are in your house, and you're just sitting there. I don't know what you're doing, but I imagine you're being sad.
No. I've gotten kind of over it. It's been 7 years.
Seven? So,
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see Nyx, your bird, is just vibing in the corner.
I feel like he's writing. I feel like what does is, like, when he meets travelers that are, like, not faceless and actually talk, like, he gets, like, their stories and writes them down because, like, they all die.
They all just die.
So he kind of, I feel like that's what he's doing. He's, like, he has, like, some writing.
I think it's
book,
important to
like
point
that.
Out that you've only been to the Needles of Immortality once, because you've only ever, when you were really little, there was one person who went there and actually completed the pilgrimage, and they never left.
Yeah.
Also, important detail, I was going to say an important detail, and I forgot it. Important detail. Bin cannot help anybody. Any of the guides guiding pilgrims to the Grey Waste can't really help any pilgrims because the clause in the pilgrimage is basically you have to get there on your own. So you can have a guide to tell you where to go, but you, Bin, are not used to, like, helping people. Yeah.
Basically, I show up, tell them I can show them the way, go with them as far as they get, and then go back.
Yeah.
So, I'm not aware of this clause with pilgrimage. I'm just aware there's a pilgrimage.
You're just like, there's a pilgrimage. I could save my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the whole idea is, like... Actually, I'm not going to get into that. I feel like that'll be an important plot point in the future. Potentially.
Potentially. Ooh, all right.
Okay.
All right, so...
Well, it has to do with, like, when I arrive.
All right.
So I'm just, like...
I think we've talked about it already.
In my little house...
So you're writing. In your little house, you're writing, when you hear a knock at your door.
Oh, wait, I need to roll for gender, guys.
Oh, yes, roll for gender.
For I am a female today. Hello. Hello. Is there anyone in there? Anyone in there?
Okay, you sound like Mickey Mouse.
Do you want to maybe...
I don't know. I don't know how to do a girl's voice.
And you don't need to do a girl voice. We can imagine.
Just, like, all raise right. your pitch a little about. Bit.
Imagination.
I can't just... Alright. Hello, hello. Anyone in there?
I open the door. Yes. Hi.
I heard you do, like, help guide people down to the needles.
Oh, you're doing the pilgrimage.
I think so. Can you help me get there?
Yeah, just you? Usually they're groups.
No, just me. Just me. I don't have any friends or loved ones.
Oh, neither do
that are available anymore.
That's so sad.
I mean, I kind of live here by myself, so I feel that. Yeah, no, I can take
do
you there.
Do you also have crippling depression?
No.
No? Oh.
That was the most convincing no you've ever heard. Actually, give me a deception check.
I'm good at this. Don't worry. Don't fail me.
Do I need to roll insight?
Roll me some insight.
I got a dirty 20. Beat that.
What is my insight? My insight is a plus 0. I got 3.
Yeah, this is the happiest man you've ever seen. Yep.
They're actively frowning, but... I don't...
You see from a corner, like, a dark raven kind of flies out and just goes, fuck you!
Oh, sorry.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
For context, I am giving the bird the birdie.
The bird would flip you the bird, but it already is a bird.
So. It does a flip.
It just does a flip.
Does it need to do an acrobatics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Hold on. 7.
Yeah.
It's not a very good flip.
Sorry about that.
She's working
Nyx.
On it.
She only talks in curse words. She knows other words, but she just doesn't say them.
Man, you should have nixed that habit in the bud.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
You can just ignore her. Yeah, no, I can guide you. I do generally want payment, though. Just putting that out there.
What do you prefer for payment?
I mean, gold, silver, copper is not really that useful out here because I'm the only one here. But like food, water,
tunnel clippings,
like paper, ink.
Satisfying performances? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh,
I'm a
dude.
Bard.
Whoa.
I'm a bard.
I don't know. That's overstepping. I met you 3 minutes ago.
I'm a bard, not
I know what realize
satisfying performance are like. Maybe sounds a little bit weird.
High quality performances on my bagpipes. Yes, I have bagpipes.
Maybe we'll see.
All right. The other option, and I'll like bring along food and whatnot.
So just so you know, the whole pilgrimage clause thing, I can't help you if we come across anything that you have to fight or anything. You have to fight that yourself. I can only guide you there.
But I'm not doing a pilgrimage. I'm just traveling there. I'm going to try to convince the person there to, like, help me help my, like, family and Daismond.
Look,
my roommate.
I don't know... I mean, it's been a long fucking time since I've read the clause.
We'll see about when we get there.
It sounds like a pilgrimage to me. I'm just saying, if I help you, it's not going to work. Even if you make it there.
That's for me to sort out there, not for you to deal with.
Yeah, usually it's not for me to deal with. I just kind of watch and they usually die.
If you help me, that's something for me to deal with later on. Especially if I give you a little extra moolah.
Fine, we'll see.
Why did I go into a male voice for the female character?
No, it's fine. You're fine.
It's fine!
It's fine!
Anyways.
I mean, we'll see. Maybe.
So will you at least guide me?
Oh yeah, no, I'll guide you. That was always gonna be that. Alright,
let's do it.
That's the only thing I ever do these days.
Alright.
You have, like, heavy clothes on, right? And
fuck you!
Do I?
Because it... I mean, it's fucking cold.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, this is the very edge of the Great Despair, but it gets a lot worse the further in you go. So you might want to have warm clothes.
I have my costume.
I'm just, like, completely unprepared.
Do I have any clothes?
I'm sure you have, like...
my inventory.
I feel like I only need, like your old sets of clothes.
You have, like, Jasper's old stuff.
No, but that's, like, sentimental.
And then you have, like, a lighter jacket.
There's gotta be a shop nearby. You have, like, a heavy jacket.
There's nothing
nearby.
There's
nothing here.
Oh, okay.
There are zero settlements, zero people.
It's just me and my bird.
There's the needles of immortality.
I have my fine clothes.
Costume. I guess I'll just rummage around and give him, like, a heavy cloak and whatever I have.
Okay.
In my house.
You have a cloak. There's Jasper's stuff. I keep saying Jasper.
It's
Jasper. You have a raven. But, like, okay, Jasper. You have Jasper's stuff, but...
Whatever gender you are, I give Alex, like, not Jasper's stuff. But everything else that I have. Clothes-wise.
All of your... Just take off.
No. Here, except for clothes. What I'm wearing, obviously. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're gonna need this. It gets cold.
All right. It does get cold. So, I imagine you two get going right away, or do you want to have, like, tea first, or do you want to just get on the road and get going?
Let's just get going on the road.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm just gonna say, you're, like, fully expecting them to die.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. Okay, so you guys leave and embark on your pilgrimage. So the Great Despair is a very vast, big place. It's like a desert, but it's relatively flat. The ash doesn't really form dunes like sand does. It's too light, and so it just settles into a flat, gray surface. So it's all just completely flat, really gray. The horizon is just a clean line, and it meets with a gray, clouded sky. As you guys walk out, you see ash falling from the sky. Go ahead and make me survival checks. You can make it with advantage, Bin, but not Alex.
Oh, do you need
another D20? Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Use one of Eloise's D20s.
You can have one of mine. I have, like, 10.
Well, I was going to have to wait for you anyway.
Oh! Nat 1.
Okay, I got a 16.
Okay, you got a 16.
And survival is...
A nat 1 is an automatic fail.
And it's a plus 0 anyways on survival.
Yeah. Alright. So, I'm gonna have you take some cold damage.
I'm fine.
You're fine. You kind of, like, this is your familiar area. As you get further in, you, like, know it a little bit less because you've been there less, but this, you know this area, you're fine, you're chill, you're like, yep, this is the way to go. Going west to the needles, you're going to take 4 cold damage. Alex. Yes. It's just like just a D6, but you guys are also weak level 1 people. I have to remember how weak you are.
Yes.
Alex has more HP than Finn does.
Yeah.
I only have 11 HP.
I have 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm a rogue with a plus 1 to con.
As a monk, you have more HP, so if you, like...
I have 11 for both.
11 for both. That's perfect, then. All right.
And even then, I would change him to be the same.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So I presume we're still continuing.
So you guys are just walking through. Is there anything that you would like to do? Or are you just like, don't bother getting to know this dude. We're gonna...
No, I do want to talk to them because, like I said, I take stories down.
So do that.
So you mentioned you're not going on this for yourself.
No, I want to have this immortality person help me save my parents, who are both frozen over as water genasis, you know. That kind of vegetabilizes them.
No, I can imagine.
And maybe if my roommate
Daismond,
for context, listeners, I'm totally not looking side to side. Nope, not me.
Yeah, we're not giving anybody any like
side eye.
No side eye here.
But my roommate, if they're hurt, I want to be able to help them too.
I don't know if...
Do they pick up on what I mean by roommate?
Do I?
Roll me an insight check.
Insight? I got an 8.
Yeah, just roommate. They just live together. Yeah. Roommate.
I mean, you clearly haven't met
maybe some good friends,
gay.
But like clearly not.
I haven't met anybody
friends.
In
But wait,
eight
wouldn't
years.
They like, advantage seeing as they're gay?
No, well, no, here's the thing, is that they're gay, but they haven't ever spoken to anyone in 7 years, and the last time they spoke to someone, they were living with a village of, like, 50 people.
True.
So, like, they're not very well socialized.
No, very nice. He's not
a very well socialized. Yeah. You were, like, you think, oh, roommate, so they're not even, like, friends, because, like, yeah. If they were friends, you'd say, oh, my
very,
best friend.
I said very close roommate.
Very
they're almost
They're
friends.
Just almost friends, oh. But they're roommates, yeah. You know?
That's interesting. Usually, I mean, most of the people who go on this are faceless, so they don't talk anyway. But I don't know what the hell they're doing. But everyone else has always wanted it for themselves. That's interesting. I don't think it's going to matter in the end, but, I mean...
And you, why are you out here alone by yourself?
Well, I wasn't alone. I was born here. There was a village
of
guides.
You were born here?
Yeah.
You're like looking around, you're like, why would anybody want to like birth a child here?
Like specifically here or like maybe a few kilometers that way or that way?
I mean, in the Great Despair, I don't remember exactly, like we traveled around the Great Despair a lot, but I've just lived here my whole life.
Did you ever have any roommate? And I wink.
Roommate.
Do I get it this time?
Insight with advantage?
I got a 7.
I
still don't get it.
You haven't really had, like, you've never lived with just some other dude. You've only
Except
ever lived
I'm
with Jasper.
I mean, like, I would... Roommates? Yeah? I mean, I lived with my boyfriend before he died, but... You know.
Boyfriend, now you get what I mean.
No.
No?
You don't.
We lived in the same house. That's what roommates
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Do it's I not. Pick up on it?
No. With those rules, no. You
Let
don't.
Me spell it out for you. R-O-O-M-A-T-E.
Yeah, you live
Also
together.
Spelled B-O-Y-F-R-I-E-N-D.
No.
Or...
You don't know how to spell.
I'm a writer.
A writer. I guess roll inside again with advantage.
I'm still
Please,
being obscure.
Okay, because, 16.
Okay.
16.
You're like, oh, why would you say roommate?
Yeah, no, why... Why wouldn't you just say, like, partner or something?
Because we were roommates.
I feel like
it's
there's something I'm
thing.
Not picking up on.
It's this whole thing. Huh. Basically, we weren't supposed to be a couple, but we were a couple.
See, you could have just said partner and saved all of this trouble. That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
Go ahead and give me some survival checks again, please.
Do I get advantage?
You get advantage, yes.
I got 2 5s! What
and...
the fuck? Okay, I'm getting new dice. These ones are also being banished.
I'm gonna roll.
Oh, fuck, my dice bag is in the bag.
5. I got a.
Bag section.
5.
I got an 8.
Cool. Both of you take.
I'm gonna die.
4 damage.
Ow. Ouchie.
It's cold damage, so you're resistant, I believe.
Get up. I only take 2.
And that's 3 hit points. I'm going to...
Are you good, man?
You're, like, freezing.
Literally.
I'm wearing like, this...
Go ahead and give me, just you, like, an insight or survival check, just to, like...
Vin.
Yeah, just you, Vin. Yes. I have to remember that I have to say exactly who I'm talking to instead of just, like, nondescriptly pointing.
Insight or survival?
Insight or survival.
I got a 16 survival.
So this dude is, like, definitely about to die.
Oh.
Wait.
Hey.
I can chill warmer flavor up to 1 cubic foot of non-living material for an hour. Can I warm?
You can warm, like, the top half of your shirt.
Can I warm specifically 1/2 a square foot under each armpit?
Sure.
Actually, no. Left armpit and groin. Because those places medically are where you use to cool and warm people. I believe it's left armpit.
Well, sure. The medically correct armpit. correct. Yeah, go ahead. That's a cantrip?
That's prestidigitation.
Cool.
I hate saying that.
Prestidigitation.
All right.
Such a fun sound, though.
Hey, do you want to, like, take a break? You look
yeah,
pretty...
Yeah, you're like, this guy needs to, like, sit by a fire yeah. and take a nap. The sun that's peeking behind the clouds and, like, offering a little bit of daylight is definitely setting.
Do you want to take a break? I mean, you look kind of bad, no offense. Most people aren't used to this.
Sure. Let's take a break. I'll cast Healing Ward on myself, because I'm a bard.
Okay, do you just want to take a short rest and not a long rest?
We can do that. I can make a fire.
If you want to just,
would it have consequences with, like, being cold and whatnot? Because imagine it gets colder at night.
It gets colder at night, for sure.
I can make a little fire.
If you have a fire and you, like, want to camp for the night, that might be smart.
All right.
Do you want to do that
now?
That's up to you.
Do you want to take a short rest or do you just want to wait?
Would just short rest recover all my hit points?
Depends on what you roll on your hit dice.
It's only.
You have a d8?
8 hit points.
So, maybe, depending on what you roll.
Yeah, let's short rest.
Okay.
At least.
We short rest, I suppose.
All right.
Got all my HP back.
Oh my, I can hear you're like scrubbing on your character sheet.
Which one is
for
the
those
D8?
Listening, Kira likes to use paper character sheets. Like
no!
Times.
No!
No!
I got
you rolled
one
on the hit die.
On a hit die. Oh.
Can I give them? I rolled a 4, but I only lost 2 HP. Can I give?
No.
Alex?
No. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna cast Healing Word on myself.
Spell slots. Interesting.
Yeah, I use paper and a dry erase marker, so if you ever hear, like, squeak noises, it's me.
Blesseth thou. Yeah, if you ever hear, like, random, like, squeaking or, like, crinkling, it's because Kira refuses to get with the times
and
just
use D&D Beyond.
No, I like paper.
All right, I'm going to actually... Do I use what it rolled for me, or do I...
Just use what it rolled for you if
yes.
you already rolled it.
6 hit points back. 10 out of my 11.
Level 1 characters are such weaklings. Okay.
I know.
So, I guess, like, I make a little fire, we sit down for a bit, rest up, and then
okay,
I kind of
just
turn
a little
have
Alex.
A cup of Joe. It's a short...
While you're
it's
just...
It's every long rest that I change gender.
Yeah.
It's every long rest that you change gender. Or roll
potentially,
for gender.
Yeah.
Potentially change gender. Can both of you make me a perception check?
No, I can't.
No.
I refuse.
Nat 20.
That's the first one of the campaign.
First nat 20!
What do I see with my very amazing eyes?
16.
16. So, you hear it more, but you also hear it. As you're kind of sitting around this fire, just, like, staring into it and crackling, you just hear, like, a... I'm gonna get really close to the mic, like a... Like... breathing.
I am so glad I wasn't wearing headphones there. That must have been so uncomfortable for you.
Honestly, it just sounds like me breathing just a little bit louder.
Okay.
Is it the same breathing that I hear, like, that Jasper?
Yeah.
And you hear it a little bit too.
Alright, what is that?
Just the breathing.
Just the breathe. Do you know how fucking weird that is?
I mean, it's normal. I've been hearing it for like 8 years.
Lord, this is... What is wrong with this place?
There's many things wrong with this place.
It's not the most welcoming place. I mean, it's called the Gray Despair for a reason.
All right.
You'll get used to it. It's fine.
Okay, Vin, I'm gonna need you, just you, Vin, make me a nature check. Or survival, whatever.
I'm gonna go with survival because I have a -1 to intelligence.
Oh!
Oh, motherfucker! That is a nat one.
Okay, cool.
Shit. If you look at it the correct way, it's a 7.
It almost looks like a 7. God
or
damn it.
L.
I don't like this dice either. Can I borrow a d20, Eloise?
That one just gave you a nat 20.
And then it gave me a nat 1.
You're not getting my fuck dice, though.
That's just how dice work.
Okay, which one do you want?
Mushroom? I want the blue one.
The blue, okay. Which blue one? Mushroom blue or sparkly blue?
A sparkly blue. Okay, let's see if this one's nicer to me. I don't.
You know, it's just the breathing that breathes.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's just coming from the ground. Like, you don't feel anything. It's like always been. It feels like it's always been there, but you've only just been able to hear it when, like, 8 years ago when
Jasper pointed it out.
Yeah,
That's normal. Don't worry about it. I guess I just turned to Alex. I'm like, want to keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
The night gets colder. I will have you roll disadvantage unless you want to, like, long rest and get a fire. But just let me know when you want to do that.
Do I roll flat then, or do I...
You'll roll flat.
Okay. I guess we just keep going for a bit.
Keep going. Okay. All right. So, as you keep going, what are you using to, like, make sure you're going in the right direction? Because every place looks the same.
I'm using them.
I'm asking you.
I assume I have, like... a compass or something similar to that I've, like, used for, like, my whole life, I'm guessing.
Okay, so...
Or, like, something that points towards the needles or
something?
You're
like, yeah, you have, like, a compass, and so you know where to go. But after about, maybe an hour or so of walking, you go to check your compass again, and you realize that you left it at camp.
Fuck. Shit.
What happened?
Alls!
Nothing. We're fine. We might need to turn around.
You fucked up!
Thank you, Nyx.
So do I know what happened?
You can tell that, like, they're definitely, like, he's definitely a lot more distressed now. Like, oh, shit. But, like, you don't know exactly what happened.
Did you leave something behind?
Yeah, no, I did.
You fucked up!
Yes, thank you, Nyx. We already heard that the first time. Do you want to just, like, get a fire going and I can fly back and grab it real quick?
Maybe send your bird to grab it instead of you.
And look at Nyx. Do I think she would be able to do this?
Absolutely not.
This bird's just a fucking
lunatic. Yeah, no, I don't think it would really.
Fine, you can head back and grab it. I'll make sure the fire stays on.
Do you
want to
come with me? I can probably go faster without you.
I'll make sure the fire stays on and warm up. You go and grab the compass.
All right. I'm going to fly there.
Okay.
Because I have wings.
Wings! Go ahead and give me a nature check.
Can it be survival?
No. A nature check.
Pretty please.
No.
So I got a 3 -1, that's a 2.
You cannot find camp.
Shit.
Uh-oh. No!
Fuck. This is bad. Okay, Oh, Okay. I'm assuming like I can see the fire.
Yeah, you can see the fire where Alex is. So you know your way back to that point, but you have no idea where your old camp was.
Okay. I go back to the fire and I just kind of like sit there and just so bad news. I'm a little lost.
All right.
Look, okay, you interrupted me. I was in the middle of something.
Can both of you give me survival checks now?
I got a 10.
Nat 20!
Ooh, you are like, the fire is so refreshing.
I'm just casually standing inside the fire.
I'm just like freaking the fuck out now.
Yeah, you're like having a panic attack. You take 3 damage.
Is that cold
damage?
So
yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just casually standing in the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, also for the listeners, my hellish resistance is cold damage, not fire damage, because I grew up in the cold. So
it just makes
that's why
more
I'm taking
sense.
Less damage. Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are a weedle wast.
Yikes. Can I like fly up into the air and see the needles?
Wait.
You are still several days' journey away from the needles.
So I can't see the needles. Shit.
How well do you know this place?
You know it relatively well.
I know it well
enough. You have a feeling of where you're going, but you have no anchor points. This is a completely flat landscape. It's just ash, and it's all flat. Like, here, like, you, like, know where west is, because the mountains are there. But, like, there's nothing.
There's no
topography.
Landmarks.
There's no anchor.
Say it. Would my map?
Unless you have any reference points, any anchor points.
But you said we can see mountains, can we not?
I said you can see here in Colorado. I was comparing it to it.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that. All right.
Do I know generally, like,
what
which
about
way
based on the stars?
Moon?
Is it not night?
Or
is it just
there are clouds.
Cloudy?
It's constantly cloudy and ashy.
Can Vin tell, like, where generally is probably north? Like, does he have sort of a
give
sense?
Give me a nature check.
I think that's more survival.
Survival check with disadvantage.
Ooh, okay, I got an 18.
Okay, yeah, you have a general feeling, okay. Like, based on where you were heading, you think it might be north that way.
We're a little lost.
Half the bird bastard. Like,
don't be mean to her.
You, bitch.
Fuck you, bastard!
Fucking bitch!
Have the bird fly home. You know which direction home is from here, roughly, do you?
No, because I couldn't find
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely the fuck not!
That's what I was...
Well, I was thinking the bird might, like birds, some birds do, it might have like a homing thing. It doesn't need landmarks.
No!
It doesn't. It's just a dumb
yeah.
bird.
Well, I mean, little... it knows... It can tell, like, birds know, like, north and south. They do have, like, a homing thing there. Nyx can tell you where north is.
But the problem is...
She's kind of just gotten used to her comfortable life.
Yeah. See, yeah, problem, right. It's dark.
But they can tell you where north is.
I know where north is. I know generally where we are.
That's the way you thought it was.
Not... We're more lost than we would be if I had my compass.
Let's just continue the direction you think we're supposed to go.
Okay, should we
That's
take a nap first?
That's the best option we have.
You're fine? I'm fine. Mostly. We should be okay.
I should be
it is getting pretty fucking cold.
Yeah, we might... You probably...
I'm at 10 hit points. Yeah.
We
and
should
I'm down one of my
nap.
2 level 1 spell slots, so...
I think we should take a nap.
Let's just long rest, yeah.
Yeah. We long rest. Okay. Gotta erase my dry erase marker on my character sheet.
Level 1, we're gonna be long resting.
I'm back at 9 HP.
9 HP?
Level 1 characters are so weak.
So weak. Yeah, I'm gonna probably have you level up pretty rapidly up until like level 5, so you're a little bit less lame.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can have a subclass.
Okay.
There's nothing stopping you from after an arc doing double level up.
Yeah, nothing, but we're nowhere near the end of
oh,
this arc,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I know, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we wake up in the morning? Does it
Actually, here. Before you do that, give me some wisdom saving throws.
Oh, I thought I had saving. Proficiency in that. I don't.
That is a 4 plus...
Oh my fucking god, I got 6.
Okay.
I got a whopping 4. Oh, it's a long rest, though. Do I do it before or after I roll gender? It doesn't affect it. Actually, no, it doesn't affect it, so it doesn't matter.
Really affect it.
But I should roll for gender.
Roll for gender after I'm done saying my cool thing that cool. I'm supposed to be saying. So, that night, as you try to fall asleep, you hear the breathing again. The something like that. But then you also hear, like, a... like a heartbeat.
I hear baby centaurs. Baby centaurs.
Well, you question. Don't hear like a... You hear like a...
Oh, okay.
I have a question. Would... For like the breathing... Is that...
The breathing is like soothing to you.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Like, do I find
But
it
you've
like,
never heard a heartbeat before.
Okay, that's new. That might not be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you wake up, long-rested, roll for gender, Alex.
4, I am a girl still.
Girl now.
I'm still
or
a girl.
Or still a girl. Just vibing with being a girl.
All right, well, is it... I still don't know where my house is, do
no.
I?
No.
I know vaguely where the needles are.
Let's continue to vaguely where the needles are.
All right. I lead on as best as I can. I act super confident, even though I'm not.
Okay, give me...
Can I tell that they're not actually super confident?
Give me an insight check.
Do I have to do a deception for this?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
18 plus... Where's my insight?
Damn it.
18.
I got a 17. Fuck.
Yeah, like,
I'm hiding it really well.
You can tell that he's acting, like, way more confident than he actually is, and you're like... Do I really trust this guy with my money? Like, is this
who a else?
With my life?
Guy? Who else are you gonna ask?
That's a good point.
True.
You're kinda like the only person
you
left.
Are stuck with him.
All right. Give me some survival checks again. You're not rolling with disadvantage. And then I'm also gonna need to make you I'm gonna need you to give me a nature check after that survival check. Ben.
Okay. Survival, I got a 17.
And I got a 6.
Okay.
And then nature, I got a 9.
Okay. 9. And then you, Alex, are going to take 3 cold damage. And 9 nature. Yeah, you absolutely have no fucking clue where you're going anymore. You, like, I think that way's north, but maybe it is that way?
Have the bird check north, have the bird check north.
Nyx, do you know?
Let me roll for Nyx. That is a 4 on the die, so no.
The bird, but the bird is...
A... No!
So, I thought the bird was gonna say, fuck you, I don't know.
Fuck you, bitch!
So yeah,
I'm way too much fun with this bird.
still a little bit lost.
You're like a lot of it lost now.
What way does your gut think it is?
Do I know?
Up.
I fly up. I leave you there.
I think it's that way. It's points yeah. up.
Wait, can you see any, like...
Can I see can anything
you see
if I can?
See where our fire was from the last one?
No, you've been traveling for a couple hours at this point.
Okay.
I mean, eventually... Is there... Because the Great Spare is just, like, nothing the whole way. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, eventually we'll happen upon the needles or we
Or you could won't. Be traveling in the complete wrong direction.
I mean, look, it's been a while since I've actually guided people and usually I do have my compass. So we're a little teensy bit fucked right now, but I don't see an alternative to just walking and hoping we don't die. Sorry.
Let's do it.
both of you, give me perception checks.
Oh, damn.
Plus...
I got a 9.
Oh, 19.
Okay. Unfortunately, I did roll really well, so neither of you see anything.
Shit, that's not a good sign.
Awesome, cool, lovely.
Keep walking.
That's all right. Just keep walking. It's not going to affect you for a little bit.
That's not
ominous. So as you keep walking, it's just all around you. You see nothing but ash.
I'm used to this.
But despair. It's just, it's flat. It's dull. It's dark. You're used to this, but you're not used to being hopelessly lost. So you're just, all of you, both of you, there's only two of you, both of you are feeling just hopeless and lost, and your feet become heavy beneath you. The ash, they start to sink into the ash. Go ahead and give me some wisdom saving throws.
19.
Ooh, I got a dirty 20.
Oh, nice. So you keep going. You feel, start to feel, your eyelids start to feel heavy, but you like need to stay up. You need to stay awake. So you just keep going. Keep going forward. Give me a nature check. Bin. You can attempt a nature check as well. You just have disadvantage.
Help? Oh, yeah. Can Alex help me?
Sure.
Okay. I got...
Ooh, it's not bad. It's 12.
I had advantage.
Oh, you have advantage, not disadvantage.
Yeah. 19 minus 1, 18.
18. You start to, like, get hope again. You're like, okay, wait. If I think we've been traveling in the wrong direction, I think we need to turn this way. And you're feeling a little bit more confident now. But give me some perception checks again.
Both of us?
I got a 10. No, wait, 12.
Okay. And give me wisdom saving throws again.
I got a 13.
13?
Oh, yeah, 12. 13.
That's a 10 wisdom save.
And an 8.
So you guys keep walking and walking and walking, and you hear the breathing again, and you start to, your eyes start to feel heavy, and you just kind of roll into sleep, and you slip into unconsciousness.
Uh-oh.
Wait a second. Why has the cold damage been affecting me? I grew up in the frozen wastes.
But you're made of water.
You're made of water.
True.
I have resistance to cold because it's mechanics.
Because mechanics. Because it's a thing in the your race thing. So you lull off.
Uh-oh. Has this ever happened to me before?
No. This is weird. You've never been lost before. You know that the Gray Despair has... it's despairing. It's, like, without a guide to keep someone sane, one definitely goes a little bit mad and is like, oh, yeah. Fuck, it sucks. Maybe I'll just sit here and give up and let the ash consume me, you know? But this has never happened to you before. And you've never seen this happen to anyone.
So I'm panicking a bit. As I'm also asleep.
Sleep panicking. But as you wake up...
Have you not sleep panicked?
I sleep panic. I have anxiety, man. Of course I sleep panic. As you wake up, you find a figure standing, like, right above you, right up in your face. It's not quite human. It's, like, nude, but it's, like, it's got nothing. It's, like,
oh, no is it titties. A faceless?
Yeah.
I've seen
it
before.
So you've seen these before. It's, like, it's got translucent skin. It has, like, a sort of slimy goopiness to it. It has no face or any features. And you hear just this really heavy, labored breathing. It's, like, face is kind of sucking in as it, like, breathes in. And you can feel its chest going up you. It's, like, it's labored breathing right above you, all up in your face. It's where its face should be is, like, right up in your face.
I feel like I kind of just, like, automatically, like, swap back at it. Just, and then, like...
Your hand, like, squelches against it. Give me an attack roll for, like, an unarmed strike.
My unarmed strike damage is 0. Because I have an 11
okay,
for strength.
Give me, like, a strength check or something. To, like, see how you can, like, swap the face away.
14?
14? Okay. You're able to, like, kind of scooch it away, but it, like, kind of keeps... It's... Where its eyes should be are kind of, like, on you, and it's just, like, looking at you.
I wave a little bit.
And wave. As you sit up... You're there, but you're still, like, laying down. You don't know what's happening. You sit up and you see about, like 5-6 more of these. Your legs are bound.
Oh, fuck.
And you don't know what to do.
Are my wings bound?
They are not, just your legs.
Can I try and, like, fly into a standing position and...
Yes, you can try. Give me an acrobatics check.
I'm good at that. Nat 20.
Ooh, nice. So, yeah, you're totally able to, like, get up and, like, stand in front of these guys, even look a little intimidating. They, like, look up at you. This strikes you as definitely weird because there's nothing here. Like, faceless are kind of everywhere. Like, you've probably seen a couple faceless before. Mm-hmm. They kind of, like, lurk in the shadows and in the darker crevices of the realm. But the faceless, they don't go here. They only go here to do the pilgrimage. And you've seen a couple of them. But they don't survive here. You've never seen a faceless actually complete the pilgrimage. They don't survive here. They don't get further than like where you were a day ago. It's just weird. And there's like you didn't know there was anything living here. And you're like in a structure as well.
Yeah. They don't speak, do they?
No.
Well, I guess I'm just kind of like, I'm going to like nudge Jocel Alex awake.
Okay. Yeah. You can wake up.
All right.
Kind of point, gesture to the faceless. And just kind of be wary, watch them, see what they're doing.
Can I?
Okay. They're just watching you right now.
Can I try to entertain them with a song?
Your legs are bound. You can, yeah, your wrists are free, so.
So I pull out my bag.
You pull out your bagpipes.
My bagpipes.
Right.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because they're freaking loud if you've ever been around bagpipes.
These guys don't have ears.
And I'm hoping... Well, presumably they can understand language.
Presumably, yeah. They can. They, like... It's just... It's a weird level. They can, like, feel vibrations for sure.
Oh, in that case, what else is in language?
They're like... I guess if, like, someone was, like, building a human but, like, never finished. Like, if you're sculpting a human out of clay, you get, like, the rough human shape in, but this person just, like, never finished putting anything on it.
Alright. Alright, never mind.
Do I have a dagger? Can I, like, cut the ropes on my feet?
I do have a dagger.
Feet?
Can I cut the ropes on my feet as well?
You can try. You would like.
I would like to try.
Like to try. All right. Give me a strength check to see if you can cut these ropes.
Strength.
Strength.
I got a 16 still.
Okay.
What does that say? I can't.
That's an 8.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah, you can cut
minus
your own
one.
Ropes. You're doing pretty well. You've dealt with these guys before, but you see like one of them, the one that was like standing over you, kind of approaches you. And just, like, stand there. It's about, I'd say, 5-6 inches taller than you. It's, like, looking down on you and, like, blocking you from exiting.
And there's, like, how many of them are there?
About 6.
Interesting. I'm gonna, like... If I try and go, like, around it, does it move to block me?
Yeah.
I can't.
And then it, like, another one comes up behind you and, like, kind of taps you on the shoulder.
Okay, I, like...
You turn around. Okay. When you turn around, you see, like, it's holding up, like, some metal shackles. It's just, like, holds it up. Jingles it a little bit.
Can I make a slash at one of them with my rapier?
You can. That will initiate combat.
Was I successful in getting my,
No.
Can I use my rapier to try to cut off my, maybe it's a little longer, I might be able to reach my
rapiers are really thin, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna bend, it's not gonna do much. They're like fencing swords.
I'll just try to cut off the ropes again.
Okay, roll me from strength.
An 8 again.
Yeah, you just can't get this off. You see one comes up to you and starts, like, putting you in, like, metal shackles. No.
For the one that's, like, giving them to me, can I try and, like, take them and put them on the faceless? Or is it trying to put it on me?
Yeah, give me some opposed... It's trying to put him on you, but give me some opposed athletics.
Can it be acrobatics because it's fast movie?
No, because you're like it's gripping onto it. You're trying to snatch it.
I got... 21.
Wow. 21. Yeah, you're able to... You can snatch him.
I cast Thunderwave to push away the faceless from me.
Cast Thunderwave.
You're going to hurt me, too,
bro. Is that a save?
A save con...
Constitution saving. Okay.
DC 13. Am I affected by it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize. DC 13, you make it.
Oh, I got a 19.
And
I got a 21.
2d8. Almost. I need one more d8. Oh, 7 damn. And 5. All right, that is a 12.
Okay.
Damage. Halved for you, so 6 damage for you.
And halved for them as well.
They saved?
Yeah, they saved. Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Wait, no, I'm at 3.
You see, this is why you put it in D&D Beyond. You don't have to think about your calculations.
No. So, like that fucking hurt. But does the faceless look also hurt?
Yeah, it looks... Not really. It's like... It's bleeding, definitely, but the blood is... It's weird blood. It looks more like... mud?
Did it distract them?
Not really. They're pretty focused. They don't... The thing about Thunderwave is that it is thunder damage, and they can't hear, so they are resistant.
In that case, you hurt me more than anything else.
Can I cast Dissonant Whispers on this guy?
Psychic.
Psychic, probably not.
If there are...
Do I know
if... A wisdom save DC 13.
Do I know if psychic would do anything?
Dissonant Whispers probably won't do much. There's, like... They're pretty... They can't do a lot, but they are pretty, like, tough creatures, for sure. And they're just, like, standing. So now that you have these shackles, like, in your hands, most of them, except for the one that's on Alex, are, like, all, like, surrounding you, and they're getting really close. And you can feel, like, the sticky sliminess on their skin, like, against yours, and their faces are, like, all kind of crowding in on you.
Okay, I am going to...
Ooh, I wonder.
Can I... How... Like, we're in, like, a tent or something, right?
Yeah.
How tall is the ceiling of the tent?
Probably about... It's a pretty tall one. It's probably, like, 7 feet tall.
I want to try and, like, fly up, like, a foot or two to, like, get over them since they're crowding me in, like, a circle. I'm going to get out of the circle, try and...
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
And while they're doing that, can I use prestidigitation to make it look like they just exploded in place as they're flying up?
No, I don't think that's how prestidigitation works.
It says instant harmless sensory effects such as a shower of sparks, puff of wind.
You could do like sparks, but it's like you can't do any like big like.
Yeah.
That would you would want maybe thaumaturgy could do that, but not prestidigitation.
I got a 13 acrobatics.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not gonna
damn it.
Do anything. You fly up, and then they just kind of...
Grab you back down.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. This is not good. Alex, got any ideas? This is fucking weird.
Would you say they are non-living?
No, they're definitely alive. Like, they have beating hearts.
Okay.
So are they're just crowding in on me. Are they doing anything or just like uncomfortable?
They're just like crowding you in and they're like uncomfortably, like they're slimy.
Well,
you can feel their slime.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
You get 1d8 plus 3.
Okay. Thanks. Since you caused damage on me in the first place. Oh my God, I'm at full health.
Oh my God. Wow.
No, you're at 8.
I had 3.
Oh, duh.
I wasn't dead. Okay, so I feel a little bit better. I want to know what they want to do, but I don't want to let them do it.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Can I do, like, an insight? Will that do anything?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Ooh, 18.
Okay. So, you know the Faceless, they're, like, monsters of the Faceless King. You know, like, the lore. You know, like, the Faceless King rose to power and, like, doesn't get forces in the way that the great sorcerers do. Like, the great sorcerers have their magic from the goddesses, and those magic they, like, use to share their knowledge of that magic. But the Faceless King was kind of just a normal guy, and then all of a sudden he had no face, and an army of these weird, not quite human, half-human, like, monsters. And so, like, this is not a godly force. This is not any magic that you know. You know that, like, previously the Faceless King had tried to, like, do world domination and all that stuff, but now they're just pretty chill. There's, like, nobody knows anymore, like, motivations of these guys. They're just there.
But they're clearly trying to do something bad because they have the shackles. And they try to shackle me.
Yeah. Speaking of which, make me an opposed athletics check. You're going to try and wrangle the shackles out of your hands.
Well, I only got a 10, so they're probably going to be able to do that.
Can I use Mage Hand to assist them? Can I use Mage Hand to assist them with that?
No. Because Mage Hand can only exert a force of, like, 10 pounds.
I know, but 10 pounds might be just enough. Would it be a bit
of
assistance?
They did only get an 11. They got one more than me.
Well, if you're going to do that, I should say that I get advantage, too, because there's six of them.
All right.
Let's just accept defeat, I guess. I mean,
I mean, you can reroll, but I can reroll, too.
I don't think it's worth it.
Do it.
Okay, fine. I mean, I nothing I can lose. I got an 11.
16.
So they just jerk it out of my hands with more force.
Yeah, and they're trying to shackle you.
Damn it.
You can see, though, they're like... They're not being super harsh with you. They're just like, here, let me put these on you. Just stay still. I won't hurt you. They're like, not... I mean, for something that's trying to be hostile towards you, they're not very hostile.
This is strange.
All right, I say we just let them do their thing.
Give me perception checks.
I got... 14.
That is a 6, no, 9, plus, 11.
All right. So you guys don't hear or see anything, but you do hear Nyx just go, ow!
Uh-oh. Fuck. We need to leave. Now. This is bad.
We can't leave.
We need to fucking find a way.
We're just gonna have to deal with it, mate.
No, we fucking can't. I'm trying to get out of the tent as soon as fucking possible. Like,
okay, you're just, like, fully just ripping through.
I know what this, like, is. Okay. I'm trying to get out.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to figure out why.
Okay, give me insight. You give me athletics or acrobatics.
I like how you didn't tell me any safety precautions for what's about to happen. You're not telling me that I could just use freaking ear protection, which I would probably have being a bard.
It doesn't always work, though.
What did you say? What did you get?
I got a 17 acrobatics.
This dice is not treating me well. You said insight, correct?
Yes.
5.
5?
I got a 17 acrobatics.
So you just rip out, you get out of the tent, you
can
get out of there.
Can I try and grab Alex?
Yes. You can. Give me an athletics check. Are you opposing this at all?
12.
Okay. 12.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, 14 athletics.
You know, she's a water genasi. She's just going with the flow.
Yeah, so Alex...
Do I get inspiration?
Sure, why not?
Yeah!
It only doesn't work when you ask.
Okay, so now... You guys exit the tent. The Faceless are, like, there. They're, like, kind of just walking after you. They're, like, really... Like, you know the Faceless have the capacity to run. They are not running. They're just like, la-di-da-di-da, just gonna walk in.
Like, I'm assuming, like, Nyx is warning about fog, right?
Yeah.
So do I see?
Yeah, so you see just this big black cloud, and there's, like, lightning striking within the cloud, but it's just big and black, and it's hurtling towards you.
This is bad. Do you have any, like, earplugs?
What in the frozen parents is that?
Okay, just, we do not have, do you have earplugs or anything?
Yes.
Do I have?
I presume I would have them as a bard, particularly if earplugs? I'm playing bagpipes.
If you play bagpipes, yeah, you have earplugs.
I assume I always
have them. Probably always paired with earplugs, so I will let you make, first of all, make some dex saves to see if you actually even get caught up in it. It's a pretty high DC.
16.
16?
17.
Okay, so the DC is 17. So, I think we're gonna do standard D&D meet it or beat it rules. So, you met the DC, so you're good. You did not. Vin met the DC. I need to stop just pointing, because people can't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Alex, you are caught up in the fog. This fog, everything just goes black. You cannot see anything. It's like mechanically a darkness spell.
So I can't even see my fingers like this.
No, you can't. You
for
like,
context,
feel,
listeners, it's literally right in front
like,
of my
right
nose.
In your face. Yeah. If like you can feel yourself, like you know, like somatosensory wise, you know where you are in space, like you know where your hand is. You
in
know
relation
right
to the rest of myself.
But like, there's like no, there, you can't see anything, and all you hear is just screaming. Blood-curdling screams. It's, like, even with your ear protection, it's just, it's maddening. Give me a wisdom saving throw with advantage, because you have the earplugs.
Oh, 8.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're gonna take a buttload of psychic damage. If I reduce you down to 0, then you are affected by a little bit of madness. I will give you, like, the full effect, but there will be...
Alex is gonna fucking die. You might have to roll up a new character.
Just because the dice have been terrible for me. I guess I just can't be a girl anymore.
Okay. Your girl form dies. That is 9 damage.
Oh.
Brings me down to -1 hit points. We're weak.
Yeah.
And the dice are not treating us well.
It's literally just 2d6 plus 2. And I rolled 5 and a 2. 7 plus 2 is 9. Okay, so I'm not gonna have the full effects. Like, the thing in the backstory is that, Jasper got, like, a nat 1 on his save and took, like, double damage. So you're, like, the fog dissipates, and all you just hear is, like, ringing. But underneath the ringing, you still hear the breathing.
Do I deal with save successes?
Yeah, so hold on. Okay, so you're cool. Like, you hear the breathing. You're like unconscious, but like the you feel the fog is gone, and you just hear breathing, and you just hear whispering in your ear, "I'm so lonely." Give me a death saving.
Maybe this one will treat me a bit better. 4.
Or right,
dice don't
one
like
failure.
Me. Yes.
Yeah. Just yeah, breathing and then I'm so lonely.
Okay. I am assuming that like this is clearly bringing up some.
Oh wait, I have inspiration. I can't remember how inspiration uses.
Yeah, you just re-roll. You can reroll.
9. It's 9. Still a failure. These dice are not treating me well.
I know, the dice are, like, I'm rolling great. I've rolled, like, 2 nat 20s this session.
I've also rolled 2 nat 20s, but not when they were particularly useful.
Not when they were particularly useful.
Anyway, I feel like...
You can see now that they're, like, her eyes are just bloodshot, and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, this is bringing back some pretty traumatic memories for Vin. I think... What I'm thinking that he does is, like, because he didn't get caught up in it. I think he, like, kind of ran far enough away that it's not getting caught up, and it's just kind of, like, flying, like, somewhat above it and just waiting.
Yeah.
To see what happens.
And so it dissipates, and you just see Alex lying on the floor. She's just unconscious, eyes wide open, eyes bloodshot.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck! I'm gonna go down and just kind of, I guess, sit down next to her and wait.
You're not gonna try to stabilize me?
Stabilize?
Oh shit, no, I should do that. I forgot that you were unconscious. Yeah, I'll do that. I got an 18 medicine.
18 medicine, yeah, that'll stabilize.
I forgot
medicine.
That you were unconscious.
yeah, very unconscious.
All right, stabilize now.
Yeah. So, after a long rest, so about 8 hours, you just wait, you set a fire.
I am just like, fuck, shit. Balls, I am like trapped fuck, in shit, traumatic
balls,
memory.
Fuck, balls, shit. Yeah. Fuck. It's like Nick's, all you hear all night.
Yeah, no, I'm like trapped
so
in
I imagine,
like, this traumatic memory. And
so
like,
enough time has passed for a long rest, but I imagine now that you're like, oh, fuck, you only get a short rest's amount of rest.
That's fair.
You get a long rest, you wake up, you feel relatively fine. You're just like, that is weird. I like this something.
And
is
I'm also concerned
me.
For my guy.
And now, and you wake up to the like cursing of like a bird. Ah, shit, balls.
I feel like
bitch.
I'm like pacing, and like basically like the equivalent of having like a panic attack.
Yeah.
I'm still a girl. It's been a four every time.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm just like.
I just want you to be a girl.
Vin is just like pacing, like
are
muttering.
Wrong for that?
Worried about, just stuck in like memory and worried about like, what if this happens again? Like, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Give me an insight check, Vin.
No, that's me asking.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Vin, give me an insight check.
17.
Well, she's not laughing. So.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
I'm totally fine.
You don't look fine.
It's fine. You're fine. I'm fine.
I start playing
a somber
like,
bagpipe tune.
No, I don't just have bagpipes because of the two because it's Monk and Bard, and what I picked with background for Monk, I got to pick three instruments. Mm. I also have a pan flute.
I also have a pan flute.
And so I start playing
so you
the
start
tiny
playing.
Violin theme.
Oh, the like.
wait, question. I just
edit in post. But on a pan flute.
The pan flute. It's the,
but
I
I'm
guess,
also like, I also like go and
give
just
me
a give
performance
you a,
check
yeah.
with advantage.
16. And 11 or what
so
I rolled to take the 16, where is my performance?
You have plus 5.
Plus 5?
21.
21.
21. Wow, it's so good. You, like, hear this, and it, like, you take out your
it's
pan flute.
Moving. It like, is just moving.
It's so, it's the most, it's so beautiful. You, like, forget all your woes.
I stop thinking
do
about
do I notice
my
a little
boyfriend.
Tear come down?
Yeah, like a single tear.
Yeah, I feel like
and
falling
then,
down.
And then I give you a comforting hug.
Oh my god, I feel like Vin
this
has not.
This is like friendly bonding.
Vin has not had a hug in like years.
This is like.
I feel like he's like
you
kind
like
of breaking down.
Probably start like ugly crying.
I'm almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Alright. Sorry. God. Are you okay?
I think so.
Yeah, no, you seem. Better. Sorry.
Why were you so stressed?
It's not the first time that I've been with somebody and gotten caught up in the fog, and he did not fare well.
I presume you would have seen that often. Was this someone close?
Yeah. I thought I got over
again.
This.
And I just let you cry on my shoulder.
Is this the first
time? Why'd you turn British?
Shoulder.
I don't
shoulder.
Know. It just happens.
Just happens
okay,
again.
I don't
just
control it. It's not intentional, and it's terrible sounding, too.
This is, like, vaguely Scottish.
Yeah, I guess Vin is just having a little bit of a breakdown, but he's fine. 100% he's doing fine.
Okay.
Do you fall asleep during your breakdown and take another short rest?
Mm. Just like, yeah, you can take another short rest. So, yeah, now, you guys, you're still pretty lost.
Oh yeah.
Back to them. Any ideas?
I mean, we're basically.
You're fucking stupid.
Thank you, Nick.
So, you're welcome.
My rapier's thin. My dagger is presumably made of some sort of iron.
Do you want to make a compass out?
My dagger and balance it on top of the tip of my rapier and try to use it as a compass?
Yeah, I was also going to say, there's also that way you could take like a cup full of water and you're like water, and then you put a leaf on it and then you balance like a needle on the leaf and it will point to north as well.
I don't have a needle though. I just take one cup of myself. Plus, I don't
take a cup of yourself.
That sounds wrong.
It really does. I don't like that.
Do water genasis pee is the question.
We already had this conversation.
We never came to a conclusion.
Well, it's only been like in 2 hours, okay? So.
I don't know. Well, it's important because I'm sure Vin has been peeing. Have you been peeing? The question of the ages.
I don't know.
Roll for piss.
That one.
Confirm, water genasis do not piss.
Either that or I have kidney stones and we're not sure which.
Either water genasis just don't piss or you have horrible kidney stones.
Or you just like only piss as a man.
Yeah, because girls don't pee and girls don't poo. That's like the first rule of girlhood.
I know for a fact that's not true.
You do not defecate.
That is Alex only goes to the bathroom as a boy.
We don't know. We just don't know.
Seen their boy form yet. We're only in girl mode.
The only time I was a boy was like really early on when I was 4. Actually, yeah.
She has not been a boy.
During the flashback.
Since she was 4.
Honestly, that kind of sounds like me.
Relatable character moment.
Vin has never not had his compass, though.
No. Yeah, you can try and balance your dagger on your rapier if you want.
If not, I'm gonna go with the leaf.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Can I also do that?
I have a disadvantage.
I have a rapier and a dagger. Can I also do the same thing?
Yeah, give me sleight of hand with a disadvantage.
Oh, damn.
That was a 19 that I didn't get.
I got a natural
14.
One.
You're really bad at it.
This is sleight of hand. 16.
Damn.
Yeah. You can find north for sure.
All right, we find north.
Okay. Well, north is that way.
You did it, bitch.
I imagine as a bard, I would have been doing tricks like that anyways.
Yeah, probably. You'd, like, definitely
it's not
going to
change anything now.
Stuff. Yeah.
So if I know where north is, does that mean I know the general direction of the needles?
Yeah, because if you can deduce where north is, you can deduce where west is, and you just know where to go.
I guess we keep. I mean, you don't want to go there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're keeping going there.
Okay, I mean, this is the most interesting pilgrimage that I've ever guided, so there's that.
All right, so you guys keep going, and then once night falls, you set up camp. I'm not going to do the survival and cold. You're cold, you set up camp for the night, and as you're laying down to go to sleep, you hear breathing and a beating heart. And Alex, you hear, I'm so lonely. And that is where we will end our session.
Lovely.
Oh. Interesting.
All right, I'm so lonely.
That reminds
me of a Doctor Who episode.
Really? I've never seen anything from Doctor Who, so I have no idea.
I think it's Doctor Who.
I have a question just for Kira wants to know. Did Jasper ever say that?
No. Huh. Also, you don't know this is happening.
I know, Alex, but Kira is curious and I want to
know.
Jasper
never said that.
Oh no, it wasn't I'm So Lonely. The Doctor Who one was Are You My Mummy?
That's different.
And it had very similar vibes though.
Similar vibes. Yes. And this breathing, by the way, is like it coming from the ground.
The ground. I'm used to the breathing, but not the heartbeat.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just accepted the breadling.
The breadling.
I feel like.
All right.
I feel like Vin has accepted the breathing far too readily.
Yeah. You're just like, well, I feel like you just use because, like,
Because Jasper was like, well, the breathing. So, like, and you're then, like, yeah, the breathing. Yeah. Whatever, dude. True. Cool.
All right. So, any last things?
Any last words?
Any last comments?
Any last comments? Outro. What's an outro?
We should make an outro and add it in post.
We're not editing that out.
We should make an outro and edit it in post.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
I'm going to stop recording.
All right. Bye. See you guys.